Spectus Radio, it's 20 minutes to 2. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but on the other end of the line is Mr. Aidan Davis. How are you doing, Aidan?
All right, I'm fine, thank
you. You all right, mate?
Yeah.
So you're up in Birmingham?
Yes.
What's it like up there, nice and hot?
Yeah, it is actually, nice and sunny.
It is. So, Aidan, let's get straight to the point. Britain's Got Talent.
Yep.
You were on there, 2009.
Yes.
Final. How did it feel to walk on that stage in front of millions of people?
It was really, really exciting.
Was it?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking first, but then once, like, you get onto the stage and you realise that what you're going to do is going to shock a lot of people and all of that, it's really, like, it just overwhelms you. You've got a lot of adrenaline going and it just gets really exciting.
Yeah, I bet it does. So, your first audition, I bet that was nerve-wracking as well.
Yeah, that was actually the first time I've ever performed in front of any crowd, so for that crowd to be of, like, thousands of people...
Wow.
It was a bit of a shock.
Because you never really showed your mum either, have you?
No.
So I bet that was a bit of a shock to her.
Yeah. They never even knew I could dance till just before the auditions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, unfortunately, you didn't win the competition.
No.
But you're still... What are you up to now, then?
I'm presenting a show on CBBC.
Yep.
Called Friday Download, and it's actually on at 5:30 today on the CBBC channel.
Oh wow, so what's that about then? Tell us a bit about that.
Basically what it is it's like there's a group of presenters,
yep.
Like it's me, Dion Bromfield, Richard Whisker,
yep.
Tiger Drew Honey,
yep.
And Georgia is our full, I forgot about that. And then what we do is we all present our own bit of the show and we also present together.
Yeah.
So for example, we all do what we're best at. So I present a dance bit where I teach everyone who's viewing and everyone in the studio a move, and then I'll do a routine and I'll talk them through it.
Oh wow.
And then like we've got different presenters, we'll look at different films that are out and tell everyone about them.
Yeah.
Then you've got Richard who does the Weekend Download, and then you've got Tiger who does games, he talks about games. So it's a bit for everyone, it's a really good show.
Okay, so that's CBBC tonight at 5:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so Aidan, with your dancing then, how much training do you actually put into it?
All different amounts. Because I teach myself, there's not really any set times or anything.
Cool.
So I've got a big mirror in my garden, so I've got like my own studio now in my garden.
Oh, wow.
I just go out there and rehearse.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet that's impressive. So I've got Tom sat opposite me. Have you got any questions to ask Aidan?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Aidan.
You're right.
You're right. I want to know is how long did it take you to perfect that move where on your audition it was like go low, low,
low.
Yeah.
Every single person asked me about that move. It's like what I'm most known for.
Yeah.
That move actually kind of just came about an accident.
Oh, really?
It's like, it was how I first started dancing by doing that type of move, and it's called the isolation, where you just move your head around and it looks quite weird. And it was kind of like my party trick. And I did that move once, and then when I started dancing properly, I just added it in.
Okay.
And it turned out to be a big hit.
It went well with the song as well, didn't it?
I know, yeah. It kind of just stroke a look, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. You got anything else to ask him, Tom?
Yeah, so what, are you doing any, like, other than the CBC, show, are you doing any other, like, tours, or...?
Yes, I've just come back from Potter's, actually, doing, I've just done a routine up there, done a gig, and done some signing.
Yeah.
But, since that, I've done absolutely loads. I've done an advertisement in Turkey.
Yeah.
I've done two tours with Diversity.
Diversity?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a really good tour.
Is it?
Yeah, it's basically, like, it's a toy story.
Yeah.
And it's like a toy shop and everything comes to life.
Oh yeah,
and
that was like a little TV program, wasn't it?
It's a really good show.
Oh wow. So as well, the Britain's Got Talent tour, you were in that as well?
Yeah, I did that as well. That was really good.
What was that like? Was that...
It was mad because it was like the first time I've ever been on tour.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I'd ever performed in front of big audiences as well. So apart from the show, there was nothing else I'd done to perform in front of audiences. So the first show that we did on tour was at the Birmingham NEC, which was in front of thousands and thousands of people. So it was the biggest shock that I've ever had. But since then, it's made me, like, really enjoy performing in front of a lot of people more, so it's really good.
I suspect that was good, though, in front of your hometown.
Yeah, really good.
So what do all your friends think about this, Aidan?
I kind of keep it separate to my friends.
Yeah.
I mean, now that this CBBC thing's on, it's kind of hard to, because they know everything I'm doing now. But before that, I never really told them, like, if I was going on tour, I'd be like, yeah, so I'm going on tour, I won't see you for a few weeks. That'd be about it.
Do any of them dance as well, or?
No, actually. I've got a cousin that I've been, like, training up, who's getting a bit better at dancing.
Okay.
But it's quite weird, because now a lot of my friends and family are trying to dance.
Really?
But they ask you how to do the...
Every party I go to.
Oh, wow. So, Aidan, Britain's Got Talent, then, this year,
Who are you liking at the moment?
I like quite a few people on it. I like the different acts.
Yeah.
So I like Out of the Blue that were on yesterday. They're one of my favourites.
Oh yeah.
I also like, do you know, I can't remember his name, he wore an orange hoodie.
Yeah, Michael Collins.
Michael Collins, yeah.
He's absolutely brilliant.
Quality, isn't he?
He's on tonight, yeah.
I think he's got to be my favourite.
He's on tonight, he should be good.
Yeah.
So you've never had a teacher in your life before, teaching
never.
You dance? Never?
Never.
So have you just taught yourself from books or videos or...?
I started off from videos.
Yeah.
And then once I'd mastered the basics of dancing, I kind of just made my own kind of moves and then like developed my own style of doing them.
So what made you want dance?
I started watching dance a lot. Like, I really got into like watching a dance group called the Jabberwockies, which won America's Best Dance Crew.
Okay.
Then I started watching films like Step Up and Step Up 2, which really influenced me. And then I started like learning moves off there, then learning moves off YouTube, and then from there I just developed.
Oh, wow. So what's your dream then, Aidan? How do you want to take? Do you want to take it further? Do you want to?
I honestly don't know. If from presenting, a lot of other things come up. So if the presenting thing really does kick off, then I'd love to do that. But then again, I would love to just keep dancing for the rest of my life. So I just
set a good boundary for yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
And of course, you're a great role model for the young people as well. Of course, on CBBC.
Hope so.
Okay, so Aidan, then a few more questions. Then, who's your tip for this year's Britain's Got Talent? Who would you like to win?
It's got to be the man in the orange hoodie.
In the orange hoodie, Michael Collins. Yeah,
Michael Collins. I've got to remember his name.
I totally agree with you. So, do you still keep in touch with any of your old friends from Britain's Got Talent?
Yes, I do. I keep in touch with a lot of them actually. Yesterday I was on the phone to Stavros Flatley.
Oh yeah.
it was a bit of a shock. He's absolutely hilarious. But I also still keep in touch with Diversity.
Oh yeah.
Shaheen as well sometimes, Sean Smith. As a lot of people, Flawless as well, Flawless.
Flawless. Have you ever done like a big dance act with Diversity and Flawless together?
Never with them together. On tour I danced with Diversity and done a routine with them. But I haven't danced with Flawless yet. I'd love to.
So do you sort of compete with... Is it Perry, the little guy in Diversity?
Yeah, Perry with the
Afro. It's quite weird. No one ever competes. It's completely different. Because everyone's so close as well, it's hard to, like, judge each other. But what we do is, because we've all got our own style, like, Perry does a lot of flips. You've got Mitchell, who does breakdancing, and I do popping.
Yeah.
So we've all got our own different styles, so we're all good in our own way.
Oh, wow, brilliant. Aidan, it's been absolutely fantastic to speak to you today.
Thank you.
I can't believe it. Tom, anything you want to say?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thanks very much.
It's been awesome, mate.
Broadcasting from the heart of Newport, this is Vectis Radio.